BU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Attorney mediator and lecturer of negotiation and conflict resolution for Baylor's MBA program, Rachel Woods, is also founder of Leadership Trek Corporation. Ms. Woods, you help people become more effective leaders. Talk a little bit about delegation. Why do some people find it so difficult to do, and why do you think it's important?
First off, I will say that oftentimes it's literally just not knowing. There's a lack of knowledge and understanding out there about what it means to delegate. It is not simply just giving someone else something to do, but oftentimes that is the idea. That's what people think it means. Now, some of the reasons why we don't is that I think that probably most prevalent is just that it's difficult to let go. We're highly capable, right? We know what we're doing. It's easier, and I can get it done faster and better if I just do it myself. The other reasons are insecurity and just risk avoidance in general. Some people actually prefer non-managerial work. Maybe they like to work with their hands. They like being on the factory floor, but then they've been promoted into a management position, and that's a very difficult leap to be doing leadership work. The other thing is just perfectionism. Perfectionism can be a culprit for many of us. And the difficult one thing about perfectionism is that it's actually deeply embedded in our personalities. And it's very difficult. And a lot of people who are perfectionists are highly resistant to change. And they're really resistant to change. So it's possible, but it's difficult for these folks.
So for people who don't delegate, what are they losing out on?
Well, any number of things. There's so many benefits to delegating, but a few of them are the multiplication factor. In general, we can really increase our level of responsibility, not only ours, but our direct reports and the amount that our organization can get done when we delegate. Also, leaders need freedom and perspective. They need time away from task work to be able to plan. Planning is often neglected by poor delegators. And so when you're delegating more, you can focus on the future of your organization. You can be proactive, and you're not always so close to the work that you lose sight of the bigger picture, which is important. Another thing is that when you're delegating, you can develop your reports. The more they do, the more comfortable they're going to be in these different jobs. They'll be able to take on more responsibility and perhaps even take more initiative in the future. And the best one of all is just that people like an increased workload. And surprisingly, we might think, oh, people don't like to work. But quite frankly, the more you give them to do, the more they're going to want your organization to succeed. And they are going to be more motivated and have a higher morale and will be more productive, which ultimately will just help your organization be more successful.
Thanks, Ms. Woods. Rachel Woods is the owner of LTREC, an attorney, and a lecturer at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM. Thank you.